it's time to go to line one, where Brenda Haas is waiting very patiently. Hi, Brenda.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Where are you this morning?
I am in Bowling Green, Ohio.
All right, so you're not even here yet. See, I figured you'd be pitching a tent in LaManda's backyard.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to pack up all these garden goodies to bring to the group on Monday night.
All right, well, let's bring in LaManda Joy as well. Hi, LaManda.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear each other okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people can and sometimes can't. All right. Did you either of you go online there to see the video?
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, you know, we got the fluorescent lighting, which is pretty nasty.
Mood lighting.
Nasty stuff.
Sure, it looks good.
But, here's the thing about this event tomorrow night in LaManda's backyard. And I'm inviting all of my listeners to come to LaManda's backyard. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. The way that people participate, there's two ways. If you have a Twitter account, you go to a hashtag garden chat and participate and tweet your little heart out. Or as I say on my website, just tweet until your fingers drop off. Or you can go to Ustream and just watch it and listen and see what's going on. Now, I need to explain all of this. And I'm going to start with you, Brenda, because I think to the average person who listens to my garden show and is not on Twitter and does not go to the IGC, which is the Independent Garden Center conference or show that's at Navy Pier this week, this is a little confusing. So I'm going to have you, Brenda, put it all in perspective for us.
I think we're in trouble. No, I'm just kidding.
It starts with the IGC, right?
Pardon me?
It starts with the IGC.
Well, basically, that's why I'm going to be in Chicago, and I'm the administrator of the Garden Chat show. So I thought, you know, all summer we've been featuring garden products to help our tweeters and our community grow better gardens, and what a great place to be at the IGC show. You know, it's the nation's trade show where retail owners come to find new products. And now that takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? So we are going to kick off a big party at LaManda's. We'll get some extra ice if your viewers need to come. So,
well, if we invite all of them, and
what's,
we are.
What's the address?
No. Well, you know, it's interesting, though, because one of the things that's going on Monday night, you know, it is this party.
Yeah.
But every Monday at 7 o'clock anyway, you do a thing, you do the garden chat on Twitter, regardless of whether there's a big party involved.
Right, 8 o'clock Central time, sure.
Oh, 8 o'clock Central, so we're going a little earlier.
Yes.
So
we're broadcasting a little different because my communicators or everybody that participates in garden chat who's going to be at this event, we need a good sleep for Tuesday morning when we all meet up there at the Navy Pier to share the products for 2012.
Yeah, but you're going till 9 Central, so the first hour is Ustream and Garden Chat on Twitter. The second hour is just the Garden Chat on Twitter.
Yes, but you know what? I think we may be sharing video on Ustream during that last hour as well.
So, ooh, we may make it a 2-hour extravaganza.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
wait, where's my bell? So that will be that'd be cool. Let's go for 2 hours. Now, LaManda, your husband Peter is sort of the tech guy for this.
Oh yeah,
yes, he's running out to buy some Star Wars headsets as I.
Oh, that's good.
Get them for the whole family.
I think that's just the coolest thing. For those of you who missed the Star Wars headsets, all right, one more shot of Leia. Okay, I don't know if you...
Oh, way cool.
Okay.
Way
so,
cool.
All right. It's good. We can do 2 hours of streaming. And the idea is that people on Twitter, and I suppose on the Ustream as well, because there's a chat box on Ustream. Are you going to take advantage of that?
Definitely. Actually, I hooked up a page to our Garden Chat page where they can watch the Ustream and participate on the Ustream just like you're doing this morning.
Mm-hmm. And again, I will. This is the caveat, and I'm probably going to turn this off in a little bit because it's probably way too distracting. the audio and the video do not match. If you to get the audio actually right now, you have to be listening on the radio because I really didn't hook it up to the computer. I just I'm just doing the video just so we have some video and see how that looks.
Sure.
You also have a ton of great sponsors for this event. So, it's not just some kids getting in the yard and drinking wine and falling into the sweet peas. You're going to be talking about products. We will be talking about products because you and I, Brenda, are co-hosting this event.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me some of your advertisers and what they're bringing to the event.
Well, we have Subaru Life, and real excited to talk about them because they do a lot for the community, gardening community, surprisingly enough. Because you would think a car company, what's that have to do with gardening? So we're going to share a little bit about that.
All right. And I have to stop you right there because I posted this on my website, mikenovak.net, if you go to this week's show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's a Subaru wagon that we're giving away.
Well, it's way awesome.
Yeah, it is, except it's not a car.
No.
Well, you got to make that clear. It's a wagon.
Okay.
We're not...
Was that one of my typos?
No. It's there. Okay. The point is, I went, oh, my God, they're giving away a Subaru.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And so I went on, It's really sweet.
I know.
It's very nice. It's like a radio flyer on steroids.
Yes.
And
with the ice chest in the back.
With the ice chest.
For
gardening. Yeah, it's for tailgating.
Yeah. For gardening.
And
you
gardening.
You can put your flats back there when you're shopping and your soil, and then in the back you can put your cool ones, right?
Exactly. Some cool frosty ones or...
Your Corona
with the little and a little bucket of limes.
There you go. No, you pick the limes right off your shrub right there. That's how we do it. Here.
Not in Chicago.
Oh well.
Not in Chicago.
You have like a hand rake that like doubles as a bottle opener.
Awesome. That's how I met Corona Tools. I Twittered to him and I said, I've never heard of Corona Tools. Do you have a bottle opener on your tools? And we've made a great friendship, and they share a lot of their products with our Garden Chat participants.
I think though, Leah is onto something. A trowel opener.
Kind I know. You need to talk to Chris when he's up at the party.
Okay, we're gonna make sure that you can dig with one hand, and then as you pull back up, it goes kush and takes off that.
Awesome.
And also a recycling thingy on the side of the wagon too. So as we're going throughout the neighborhood, you could pick up things to recycle. Yeah.
Perfect.
This is a big idea.
I know.
Who's writing this down?
But just letting people know that. Now, it's a $120 value, so it's not a small gift. It's really cool. But I just wanted to make sure that people who are on Garden Chat tomorrow we may have to say this during the Ustream, that it's not an automobile.
Yes, we need to do that.
It's not an automobile, really.
That's fine. And to win that wagon, tailgate wagon, you can win it that night during the Garden Chat. We're going to announce the winner at the end at 9 o'clock, and somebody's going to win that.
That's great. But that's not all. Give me you have a bunch more sponsors.
Yes, we've got Stacy coming on from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. And she's going to share with you, like, say you're a hydrangea. You have one in your garden that it just never blooms, and you just can't figure that out.
You don't have the right hydrangea. That's the answer.
Is that it?
I always tell people, they say, why doesn't it bloom? I say, you got the wrong hydrangea.
Well, Stacy's going to tell us all about that during this live Ustream video. And you'll want to, she'll have a product there to show you. And that's the cool thing, because, on Twitter, our normal Garden Chat program, we share links. And you can click on the link and check out images that way. But the cool thing about Monday night's event is you can actually watch live. And right next to what the feed you're seeing, you can ask your questions and tweet along.
Okay. And you've got even more. It's just a lists and lists.
Let me mention it. Well, we've got lots of product sponsors if you come to the page.
How many prizes are you giving away?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that, oh, we've had so many companies that support the Garden Chat. And I'm just really excited about it. And I know the Garden Chat peeps are excited about it because who's going to complain about free products, right, and being able to use them in your garden? We've got some wonderful organic products, and they're all listed on the page. And the way you can win those, well, you'll have to tune in, and we'll talk about it. Okay.
You know.
So let's, what are the times again? I heard 7 to 8, and then I heard 8 to 9, and then I heard 7
to 9.
We're
doing 7 to 9 Chicago time.
Okay, for the Garden Chat.
Yep.
Monday,
yeah.
Monday 7 to 9.
The big Ustream event. And I also want to mention Easy Gardener, because Mr. P. Owen Smith is heading over to Lamanda's place to share a few ideas on gardening.
So Mr. P. Allen Smith himself will be there.
Yes. Yes.
He is.
What an honor.
He's the Warren Buffett of horticulture.
Yeah. He is our keynote speaker over at the IGC event.
Great. All right, awesome. So Mr. P. Allen will be there with gardening. And that's the other thing. When you're on the Garden Chat, you learn a lot. You guys trade tips.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be able to do a little easier because we're going to be able to show products on the screen and talk to the sponsors about what they've got. Now, I would be remiss. Well, I mean, why do I have Lamanda on the phone if we don't talk to her about her garden? Also known as the Yarden, that sounds vaguely Swedish.
English. The Yarden?
I don't know. I'm
maybe Scotland Yard. That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking Yompin Yimini myself, but... Lamanda, I can't believe you volunteered to have this big event there. I would never let anybody go into my garden.
Oh, well, I'm a show-off. You know that, Mike.
Well, it's true. She is. If you haven't listened to the show before, Lamanda... In addition to having a very beautiful garden, which I've seen, is kind of one of the prime movers of the Peterson Garden Project on the northwest side of Chicago, the largest community garden in the city of Chicago. How's that going this year?
It's been a fantastic year. You know, last year was, we built it last year, so it was a lot of work. And this year, the community's built, people know what they're doing. We've been able to add some fun events. We have a music and master gardeners event on Thursday nights where we have live music, and the Illinois Extension master gardeners show up to answer questions. That's been super fun. And we're doing a fundraiser on the 26th of August, a wine tasting where our gardener chefs, we have a lot of chefs in the garden, will be making food inspired by the garden.
Oh, wow.
So that's great, and it just looks beautiful and lush. I mean, it's really amazing. Maybe when you're up here tomorrow, we can run over there real quick, and you can take a look at it, Mike, or you can drive by on your way. It's really, really beautiful and unbelievable, the variety of things people grow. And the majority of it is all, we started a lot of it from seed this year. We had a big plant sale. The kids at Mather High School started a bunch of tomatoes and eggplants and stuff from us. We really like to encourage people to grow heirlooms So it's really phenomenal. Thanks for asking. We're very happy about it.
All right. Now, what about your garden?
Well, my garden, you know, I've been traveling a lot for work this year. So Peter has been the master gardener. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but it's been such a weird wet spring. We started panicking, you know, around June 1st because we weren't able to get stuff in earlier. We had a lot of empty spots. We put a lot of stuff in. So it's kind of melon mania. There's lots of things going on, and I can't find most of the labels because they're way down underneath things, so a little bit of a mystery, but it looks beautiful. I hope it doesn't rain today so I can finish weeding, but we're very excited to show everybody what we've got going. And this year, my thing I'm very excited about is I finally planted ground cherries. Have you ever done those?
No, I have not. I know of them. I've not done it myself.
They're related to the tomatillo, so of course they become insane. But they're these little fruits that taste like a combination of pineapple and caramel, and they're delicious. So there might be some of those to share tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm excited about that.
Okay. Give me a bag of them. I'll go out in the street and sell them.
Okay.
Make a pie.
We're talking to Brenda Haas and Lamanda Joy. Lamanda's hosting a big garden chat tomorrow. Hashtag Garden Chat. There's going to be hashtags all over the place. It's just crazy. And Brenda is schlepping in from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you're buddies with a friend of mine. from Toledo Way, who was just tweeting yesterday and giving me some grief. But that's okay, you know. People are allowed to give me grief. I really don't mind. That's fine. So,
we'll be nice to you Monday night.
Yeah, that was Kate Copsey, who's Kate Copsey. You got to know, Kate Copsey gave me my very first garden talk ever.
Wow.
Yeah, she hired me, and we just got. We just posted that. We just had not about Kate, about ground cherries. I'm looking at Twitter here, we just had a tweet that says, "I've planted ground cherries. They are great and need lots of space."
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then we got a little hello from Helen Yost.
Uh-huh.
Hi there.
She'll be at the party.
Love hearing the voices of my Garden Chat friends. Hi, Bren.
It's too much fun.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people are tweeting right now, which is really cool. And I have to explain that I don't mean to exclude other people, because I know there are people who don't tweet and don't care about Twitter at all.
Sure.
It's interesting that I've got Leah in the studio today, because she's she knows a little bit more about Twitter, and
sure.
My usual producer, Heather, is totally Facebook. Has no use for Twitter.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't even understand why you use Twitter.
Yeah. I try to explain Twitter is kind of like Facebook status on speed. Like
it's really
fast, and it's a great way to disseminate information. It's kind of like, it's like what people do with their RSS feeds. It's like you just go through and look at the headlines, and you can go bam, bam, bam. I used to say before I'd get out of bed when I was working at a weekly magazine, I'd wake up in the morning, look at my smartphone, just scroll through down, and I knew what all the basic news was that day before I got out of bed within 2 minutes. And so it's interesting like this. Like, you want to see conversations about gardening, you want to get quick answers to your questions, you just go on, you're bam, bam, bam. But it is confusing. But if anybody has someone out there who can show you, check it out.
But here's the thing about gardeners. A lot of them, they're doing an ad on my...
Your Ustream.
My Ustream. They went to an ad. It's like, wait, I guess they got to do that every now. Because I have the free version up there right now. So every now and then they're gonna interrupt and do an ad. And I'm going to turn it off soon, because what I'm discovering is there's a lot of pressure here. Not only to be on the radio, but to look into the camera as well. It's just, I can't take that pressure.
Too much stimulation.
Too much.
I have to note to you, Mike. And, you know, our hashtag gets crazy, the Garden Chat. People tweet garden information on # Garden Chat 24/7. We encourage that because, you know, everybody gardens at different times around the world, right? And during the Garden Chat event, or during the regular Garden Chat, the whole hour, we actually save the transcript. So if you can't figure it out, you know, how to Twitter, you can go to our Facebook page or our webpage, and the transcripts are all saved there. And we've got, you know, weekly, we've got wonderful garden authors. It's not always about the products. It's about the everyday gardener. And, I mean, we've got authors, celebrities on there, and the everyday gardener who, you know, the young kids who, you know what, I don't know the name, but give me some dirt. I want to grow something. Mm-hmm. And that's what Garden Chat's about. So,
what's the site again?
Well, you can get to the Garden Chat. We're on Facebook, or bggarden.com/gardenchat.
DG? Yeah.
BG.
BG.
B as in boy. Bowling Green.
That's mine. bggarden.com slash garden chat.
bggarden.com
/garden chat. Yes.
Yep. And there it is. All the information's there. There's a tutorial telling you how, you know, the different applications you can use to, do the Twitter easier, like TweetDeck. You know, some people use TweetDeck or TweetChat, Hootsuite. There's all kinds. But just basic information and how you can join in with thousands of gardeners, literally. So
yeah, and that's the thing. It's a way to do a radio program online where everybody gets to jump in at any time. You all feel a community when you do that.
Yeah, Oh, my gosh, it's been fun. A few months back, we had Joe Lample's team, Grow Greener World. We had Joe, his chef, and all. It was crazy. I mean, it was crazy, but there was so much information about growing natural and, you know, a lot of people. It's just a thrill for me when I go to certain garden shows, like Northwest Flower Garden Show last February, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful show. I had this young gardener come up to me, a mommy. I like to call them mommy gardeners, you know. And she, I was shocked. She had never heard of the Northwest Flower Garden Show, and she lives in Seattle. She had heard about it on our garden chat because we had Jana Emsley on talking about the show, and that made my whole plane ticket, you know, because I do that all on my own. You know, we've got sponsors who are providing tools and whatnot for everyone, but, you know, this is all fun.
So. Yeah, I mean, I do this same thing. Radio,
you know?
I do this for free.
Uh-huh.
I unfortunately,
yeah.
But no, you do the things you love.
And that was just wonderful having her come up and say, "This is an awesome show. These are awesome people," and she learned so much about gardening.
We're getting tweeted like crazy here, and let me just say, for all of you people who might be listening online and are tweeting, and I'll tell you what, some of the people who are tweeting right now, here's what you can tweet. Make sure that all the new tweeters who are going to be part of this go to my Facebook page, The Mike Novak Show, and like me. That's all I ask.
Oh, okay.
See, you got to push yourself a little bit here. So go to The Mike Novak Show on Facebook and like that.
I'll tweet that right now.
Yeah, well, I was going to have them do it, but
I'll do it too.
I got a retweet on or a tweet here from somebody who says, "P. Allen Smith, the Warren Buffett of gardening." I like that. So we've coined a phrase here.
I was going to say, too, your website, bggarden.com/gardenchat, it's great, too, because if you're not on Twitter, you can still go to that homepage and you can see the tweets. So you can still get, get a benefit of going to the site. You can see kind of what it's about, get the information of it, and plus you're on the site, so you have a bunch of more information there, too. So I just wanted to put that out there for everybody who's listening who's not on Twitter. So.
And I've got a person in New York. Listening here, it's Forever Flavor. I don't know if you've encountered her. Seedkeeper Company is jumping up and down in their boots right now.
You're going to want to watch because they're going to launch, I think, two or three new products that they're going to show on our Ustream, Mike.
They've been on the show, a number of these people have been, and so we will all tweet that. Excuse me. We will tweet it live, 7 p.m. Central, starting tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. Also on Ustream, which you can get at MikeNovak.net. Go to my homepage, but you can also go to yours, the Garden Chat page, and I've got that linked on my site on this week's show. So that's there. Before we go... Lamanda, what in particular are you proud of in your yard that you're going to be showing people tomorrow?
Well, every year we try and do something interesting with trellising, and this year we're trying what we're calling the up and over. So we're trellising the cucumbers and the trombetta up over the pergola entrance. And yesterday we had like a 4-foot trombetta that was dangling through the entrance, but we had to take it down because it was too windy. So the up and over is very exciting this year.
Cool. All right. We're looking forward. And the other thing you got to know, there's going to be food. But, again, I don't want to talk too much about that because, you know, the tweeters can't have any food. They're
just make them jealous.
They're going to be online. But you have one of the most outstanding outdoor cooking areas I've ever seen in a backyard.
Oh, really? You have a big grill and a whole table?
And not just a big grill. I mean, it defies – I'm going to have to take photos.
Okay.
It defies description.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's damning with faint praise right there. Yeah. It's awesome. All right. Brenda, Lamanda,
yes.
I will see you guys tomorrow. We're going to be talking later today. And Brenda, you and I have to chat a little bit about how we're going to handle the big broadcast. Well, it's not a broadcast. It's a stream.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, you want to call it a broadcast, but it will be going out on the internets, so it's important for us to get it right.
Definitely.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Travel safely.
Thank you.
And, Lamanda, I will see you, I'll see you both tomorrow.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right. Take care, guys.
Mike. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is going to be a blast.
That's going to be
really, really fun.